Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also agree with everyone who's spoken already about the 1.3 million. And it's not that I'm defending the administration or anything, but I think basically everyone sitting here is concerned about the speeders or the red light, you know, the speeding going through red lights. And I think they just assume that that's what we're all going to want. But the fact of the matter, there's too many questions that we didn't have answers to. So I couldn't support that either. So I was glad that you brought that up because, I mean, we don't know how many cameras, where they're going to be, and how much are they, and the whole, you know, nine yards about that. So that was a big concern. I think it's good that we get another judge because, I mean, I traffic court, I see all the tickets we're getting, and I think we're going to need more help. So I think that's only a matter of time, and plus if we get the cameras eventually, we're going to need that judge. The night program, I was a big supporter of the night program from the beginning, and I'll tell you, $5,000 goes fast. It doesn't take too long before you know it, they're saying, oh, your money's all used up already. And it's happened to me many times over the years. Us getting the extra money, I think each ward would be very grateful. I know it's very aggravating when people want something done and you go and you ask, can we get this? Can we do this? This has to be fixed. And something just sits there and it's not getting the maintenance that it has. We all know things, they love to build things, but they don't like to maintain them. And that's what happens. So I think if we had extra money that we could do what we want to do for our constituents, that would be great. And of course, vets is in Ward 6. And a long time of trying to take care of the field, the track, tennis courts, they just didn't do it. Now we have a good relationship with the school committee now, but I've been here a long time and I've been burnt too many times when we give them money for something and they use it for something else. You know, and I've always said, if I'm writing the check that you want, I want to know where that money's going. But how many times every one of you that sit here, no, we don't get that. They'll take that money and they use it for something else. I'll give you a small little example. The football field at Vets, it had some broken glass in it one year because I guess they took some of the dirt from the public works and it had broken glass in it. One football player got cut under his eye. So I started screaming and yelling, saying, well, you got to put new sand down. I had De Gregorio from Ward 3 and I had Pissatoro from Ward 5. We had a meeting. Mr. Shapiro was there. Parks and Rec was there. The maintenance people from the school committee was there. And believe it or not, I can read a blueprint. So I'm looking at the blueprint and I see these little dotted lines in the middle and everybody's talking to each other. And I said, Mr. Shapiro, can I ask a question? Why is the only the middle of the field got lines? What are you gonna put the sand? So whoever had, I think, might have even been Mike Rooney at the time, was there talking. And they said, they're going to do the middle. I said, what do you mean the middle? Just the middle of the field? And they said, oh, yeah, that's where that. I said, when I frost the cake, I frost the whole cake, not just the middle. Now, if you're going to fix this field, you're going to fix the whole field. But so many times, things like that happen. And you got to stay on top of it. But knowing that this money would be us kind of saying where it's going to go, it's going to go on the track of Vets. That makes me feel a lot better. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to kind of follow what Councilman Ricks did and just speak on every item. I, for one, am not bothered by the 1.3 included because every budget has a projection. This is a projection. So therefore, when the administration presents the budget, I look at it, I say, oh, a projection. So I do understand why my colleagues are concerned where they say they want to take it out, which then leads me to the municipal judge, which respectfully contradicts the purpose of taking out the 1.3. Let's not include that as revenue, but let's spend the money for another judge for when this passes. I'm just asking everyone to reflect on that for a moment. So we don't want to include the revenue, but we want to include the expenditure for the functions and the operations of something that we don't want to include as revenue. Just that being said. The second I would like to speak to is the $10,000 per ward. I'm not comfortable including that, Mr. President, and I do thank you for having that consideration. I'll tell you why. First of all, this is going to sound, but in 2024 prices, I think for one crosswalk, I think each ward spent $8,000 for the two signs on each side. I believe it was about $8,000, almost $9,000 for those signs. It could be $13,000 for all I know. So the $10,000 is a start, but it's certainly not going to cover the challenges that we're going to face as council people. That's number one. The second part is that was a unique situation where we had the ARPA money, as the council president said. That was a once in a lifetime, once in a pandemic, God willing, situation where we were given money by the federal government. And wisely, it was decided from the administration, this body, that we would use it towards infrastructure. And then, of course, the mayor said, you know, it would be, you know, let's allocate money to each district, which we were able to do, $1.8 million. We were able to do a lot of good things, and we're still doing them in our wards. But in the past, we always would go to the DPW, call DPW in, say, hey, this is our concerns in our ward. And it was always for the betterment of the citizens, always for the need of the citizens in that community. We never had to allocate separate money for that. I just get nervous of the standard that now it sets. Where does that mean we're capped at the 10,000? And what's the regulation for where that money should be spent, where that money should be sent and does spent? And does it become like the night program leading into the final thing, where it's we're capped at an amount that we can request services for our citizens? I'll step off the, I won't comment on the night. I've always requested, and I've never had an issue when it comes to the services that the police provide for the safety of the citizens. So that's something I don't think I have enough, you know, knowledge, because they've always been responsive. And the final thing is the field maintenance. I would agree with that, but at the same time, I would end it with, I understand that if we reduce the 1.3 million, we have to get it from somewhere. And I did not speak to my constituents or my neighbors or my friends about their own personal finances, but I will say this. Over the course, I kind of did my own analysis of my home budget. And I can tell you that as a middle-class, regular, blue-collar individual, my savings is down 38% trying to modify to the cost of inflation, the cost of living that we as citizens have gone. That is not adding or subtracting anything special. That is the daily, monthly, the daily, the weekly, the monthly, and the yearly expenses. That savings account I was able to put 38% less. So that's something I'm keeping very strongly in mind, understanding it's not my situation, it's everyone's situation. And if we just say, well, then let's add another layer or increase the levy, that's going to affect them. So in closing, I thank my colleagues for the time in this discussion. Mr. President, thank you for these recommendations, because everything you recommended affects the entire city. But I personally, respectfully, will be voting against this, because I don't want to reduce that 1.3. I think that it's a projection, which is what a budget is. Thank you.
Councilman McElroy.
Yes, I think I agree with Councilman Howe. I think that 1.3 million is a projection based on what the city administration thinks for the next year will be the city's revenues and expenses for the next year. I feel that the 1.3 million is a good estimation. I think it's a projection, and I think it's right on the money. I will be supporting that.
Thank you. Councilman Sinapi.
So I spoke on what Monday it was now, and this obviously checks off a lot of boxes for me, gets more money for the schools like I want it, funds the new judge position to take care of the additional citations that we'll have from the cameras, and helps get the school's money by not actually contributing to the MOE, which is always good, the maintenance of effort, for those who don't know, because normally if we give the schools more funding, we have to give them that amount at a minimum every year going forward. By doing it in the manner proposed, that will not be necessary. So it is a well thought out idea. I like it. And obviously I support the 90K because I mentioned it Monday. That's a great idea for the wards, I think. Nice tangible benefit. And the night program speaks for itself. Everyone loves it consistently. I've never heard a bad thing about it once other than why can't it be back sooner? So I don't foresee any problems in that regard. I agree with Councilman Howe completely on the cameras point. I have no issue with including expected revenue, just like these are expected expenses in the budget too. Everything's expected, projected. Very few things in here are set in stone because it's not necessarily possible right away. So I'm not going to naysay one more thing that's projected. That being said, I'm going to vote in favor of this with the knowledge that immediately thereafter, I'm going to propose an amendment to raise the projected revenue for the cameras to actually basically double what it was originally. And I'll explain why when it comes time, because it's not the time to discuss that. And also, I'm going to propose the tax levy be put back to what the mayor had it, because I don't agree with increasing taxes to pay for these increases elsewhere in the budget. However, as Councilman Ricks wisely put it, I'm not going to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. This hits literally all my boxes, so I'm gonna go with it, and then I'll propose an amendment thereafter.
Thank you. And we are one city, so Mayor, if you want to weigh in, let the Mayor weigh in on any amendment made this evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I ask a question? Are these amendments all going to be voted as a package deal, or are each one going to be voted on separately?
This is one amendment, so this is one vote.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've already told you about how I feel about the cameras, and these cameras are never meant to be revenue generators. They're meant to change behavior because traffic safety is out of hand in the city. I'm sorry. This was never meant to be a revenue generator. It's a side benefit of them. But traffic control is out of hand in this city. I hear from a lot of residents multiple times the people that you hear from. It's the number one issue. And the police are concerned about it, and they've come to me with this. So I stand my ground on that. I'm asking you to leave it in the budget, the projected. We can deal with it later without causing a tax increase. And I have to be honest with you, this is probably one of the things I would consider vetoing. I feel that strongly about it. I don't want to put a greater tax burden, more than 1.5%, which hurts me to do as it is. The second point on the judge, the saying you were looking for earlier, Mr. President, was putting the cart before the horse. I just think it's kind of hypocritical. We may not vote for the cameras, so we can't have it in there, but in case we do, let's have an extra judge. I'm not really opposed to it, but I'm opposed to the entire amendment because it's not broken up into four parts. The night program, as we were speaking, I got a text from Colonel Connor. Recruiting is going south. We have a hard time putting patrols on the street. You can put $1 million into this budget, it's not going to work. We have to pay officers overtime to cover the regular shifts. We can't fill details. We can't fill special overtime. So as I said, if you put it in there, the program's not going to grow or improve. We just don't have the manpower. Our current recruiting is failing miserably. We just don't have the personnel. And I'm hoping that changes in the future, but I don't know when. The $10,000 per ward, that's a great idea, but I would ask that you look at it 1 year at a time. In this budget, maybe additional $10,000 from the ARPA funds to add to the pool of money you all have now, and it may top off a project you're already doing. So it would make it more significant spending than just $10,000 on its own. And as far as the schools, this one's a hard and tough one for me. As you've learned in the past, the money you give to the school department, you can't give with any conditions. You can give them the $250,000 and they can decide if they have a more urgent need than fixing the track. We saw it last week, and I don't want to say I respect these people right here, and I'm very friendly with them, but last year we had an agreement on ARPA funds, and it was supposed to be for a one-time expense, and they ended up using it to fund a pay increase for the teachers and having a one-year contract. And then after that, they came back and said, oh, by the way, by state law, we don't have to give it back to you. So it cost us another $1 million, you know, in addition to the state fund. So we can't have any ironclad guarantee that the money will be used for that project. They may have a boiler breakdown or something else like that. And again, no offense, but those things could happen. And then it would take an action of the school committee. So we can't give it to them with any conditions attached to it. Now, however, if you do give it to them, I would ask that that comes out of ARPA funds. Other than that, as I said, there are parts of this I agree with, but parts that I strongly disagree with. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. So,
excuse me, is it okay if the finance director adds something?
Well, we have heard from the mayor, so I don't want to keep going. I mean, but we heard from the mayor. So it's been moved and seconded. I think we've heard from everybody on their thoughts on this. I know it's a big amendment. Again, this is not the only amendment that's coming. So a number of things could be addressed on this. I understand the administration's position. I think this is a solid amendment. You know, and just like I agree, the whole budget is projections, and we understand that. And if new revenue comes in, you know, that's going to offset anything taken from the rainy day fund or going forward. So I think everyone has had an opportunity to speak on this. So it has been moved in second. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no. Amendment passes.
Thank you. I do have one more smaller amendment to propose, and then I open it up to the rest of my colleagues. These are two smaller ones to fix some salaries that were incorrect, different than what we submitted. First is from the Department 13-101. The city clerk, she mentioned at the budget hearing that one of the salaries was off by $7,198. And the legislative salary light item was also off by $1,483. That is $1,636. So one is, I'm putting them together as one thing, $7,198 and added to the city clerk salaries municipal line, and legislative salaries $1,483. I propose to take that from line item 18-400, the finance administration contingency. So that we reduce that line item from $200,000 to by $8,681, making that new line, if passed, $191,319. Do I have a second?
Second.
The second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Foley, and Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments from members of the council? Again, these were items that were discussed on Monday evening, just system clerical errors, $8,681 in total. Administration, any comments on the amendment? Okay, it has been moved in second. The clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sanapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes, amendment two passes.
Thank you, amendment two passes. Okay, members of the council, anyone have any amendments they'd like to offer? Councilman Sanapi.
So an increase to the municipal court fines, I think you said it was 100-0512 line item, to 2.6 million. And a reversal on the tax levy increase to bring it back to 1.5.
Okay, do we have a second on Councilman Sanapi's proposal? Second by Councilman McElroy and Councilman Ricks. Go ahead, Councilman Sanapi.
So, as probably everybody here knows, the cameras have been all around the state lately. And if you look at it, they did a turn to 10 story on it not too long ago. And they showed the revenue that came in to several of the cities. Like one camera brought in 2.7 million on its own in 2 years, another one 2.4. So we're not talking about small amounts of money. And if you just take all the cities that they had in the article and you average it out, you're at like five and change for the 2 years. So we cut it in half and instead apply it here with the 6 months. Well, actually, it was like 15 and change, whatever. There's math. It's annoying. Either way, it comes out to 2.6 for 6 months as opposed to the 1.3 that we had. I understand that our revenue was conservative, which is perfectly fair. And to be honest, the number I'm proposing is still conservative because it relies on an average, which includes one particular city whose number dragged down everything drastically because of the demographics. And frankly, it would be a more accurate estimate if I didn't include it in here, but I just wanted to be thorough and I averaged them all. So it's still a conservative estimate by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't want to increase taxes more than necessary, frankly. And as Councilman Howe pointed out, it's not necessarily something people can afford to do in all cases, or more importantly, now when everything else is happening. While some costs are going down, but inflation and whatnot still quite high, and real estate's a freaking nightmare. And it is important to point out that, let's say we go with the other route of relying on the increased tax levy, and then we also get the revenue from the cameras. Like a surplus is all well and good, but that doesn't really translate to any benefit for a taxpayer. It just sounds nice. There was a surplus. Yay, too bad you paid more taxes. So at least now if we do it with the projected revenue instead of a higher tax rate, there's a tangible benefit to the taxpayer right off the bat. And that's all I got.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the proposed? Solicitor Walsh.
Councilman Sanapi, just wanted to clarify the amendment. So in the amendment number one, it reduced down the revenue municipal court fine collections expectation to a $300,000 level with the 1.3 reduction. Are you asking to, you mentioned 2.3, are you asking to add 1.3 million back, or are you at looking to raise it all the way to an expected revenue collection of 2.3 million?
2.6, raise it all the way up to 2.6. It effectively doubles from 1.3 to 2.6.
So the original line item was 1.6 million, 1.3 of which was the anticipated cameras. So that we're just working off different baselines.
I understand now. That makes more sense. All right.
So right now, that number per the prior amendment is the $300,000, which is the non-camera related fines collection baseline. So
like the easiest way to think about it is to revert it to what it was, and then add in enough to bring up the camera costs alone to 2.6, camera revenue, rather.
So the line item currently reads 300,000. You are proposing to raise 2.6 million in camera-related activity, essentially. So that account would be 2.9 million, and so that 2.6 million increase, you are looking to reduce the property tax levy?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
So that light item would now, is proposed to be a total of 2.9?
So the amendment that is by Sanappy, seconded by Ricks, would increase the municipal court fines line item, which has been adjusted currently to a $300,000 level. He is seeking to add $2.3 million to that revenue estimate, which would bring it to $2.6 million on that line item. And it would come with a corresponding reduction to the property tax levy, which was just increased by 1.3. It would be reducing $1 million in net from the original starting point. But it would be an offset of the current proposal.
Okay. I just want to make sure we have the right number on that. Councilman Ricks.
I'll just mention at this opportunity, and I'm not going to mention this every time, but I seconded Councilman Snappy's motion for the purpose of discussion. I think it's important at these budget hearings that we all have the opportunity to have all of these amendments heard, have a full discussion. However, for the reasons discussed earlier, I'm not going to be supporting this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments on the Sanappy amendment? Mayor, any questions or comments on the Sanappy amendment?
Well, of course, I support it. I don't want to cause a greater tax increase to people than we need to do. People are struggling right now. I would, you know, Councilman Sanappy, I would ask him to amend it back to 1.3 or whatever covers everything. Are you listening, Bill? I'm sorry. I said, of course, I support it, and I support the intent of it. I would prefer it be amended back to the original 1.3 to stay realistic. But again, I don't want to give a bigger tax increase to the residents again. I mean, the last amendment, everything was packaged around to maybe some people wanted this, maybe some people that wanted that, but you had to vote for everything to get what you wanted. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. And before, if there's no more, I'm just going to call on Solicitor Walsh just on one of the questions that's come up a couple times. So
the charter section 5-20 speaks to anticipated new revenue. And it's pertinent in this conversation because it's a moving goalpost as to if this revenue source may exist and to what extent and when it will deliver whatever amount if it should get there. But section, just to inform the, you know, and remind the council and the members of the public, Charter Section 520, anticipated new revenue. No revenue from a new source not previously stated in the budget shall be included unless the mayor and the director of finance shall determine that the facts clearly warrant the expectation that such revenue shall actually be realized in cash during the fiscal year in the amount stated and shall certify such determination in writing to the council. The mayor has presented his issues here, but it's something that the council needs to consider about, does the facts clearly warrant the expectation that these revenues shall be? And that's, you know, I think the underscoring the questions that you've said, but I just wanted to reiterate that the charter anticipated this situation and just wanted to note that for the members.
So does that mean the budget we've provided in writing from the mayor and the finance director, which mentions the traffic cameras and whatnot and explains them, would that constitute an adequate abidance of 520?
It would be a determination of the council as if that's sufficient of saying in writing, but it's still the standard with which a factual determination that this council needs to decide whether the presentation makes clear that the facts clearly warrant the expectation that such will be delivered.
So that would require someone to request the determination, right?
It's a discretionary matter, ultimately, to the council to decide if it's satisfactorily fulfilled.
Got it.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be supporting this motion. Again, it's a moving target, and it's just seems to me that it's based on speculation and assumptions. It's based on speculation that it's going to get to us very soon, which is possible. It's based on speculation that this is the cameras now, that they're going to be approved. It is based on speculation that we're going to be able to get the cameras and that they're going to be installed and operated in a timely manner. And by the time this is all said and done, we could be lucky if you get 6 or 7 months of use out of these cameras, if it gets passed by the council. I think from a business perspective, it's a lot of speculation, and it's a lot of it may happen or it may not happen. I am more concerned with the what ifs, because we've been talking about the availability of products for 2 years. We just got beat up by $6,000 or $7,000 on a pickup truck because it couldn't be provided after 9 months of waiting for it, through no fault of ours. When I say ours, the city. So there's just too many variables in this. There's too much speculation in this, and I will not be able to support it. Thank you.
Councilman Gephardt.
Just briefly, I agree. I'm also not in support of this amendment, and the solicitor's reading of Section 5-20 reinforces that for me. So what I'd say is that, you know, the administration has clearly published to us and obviously done the groundwork I'll quote from the budget message, to comfortably estimate annual associated revenues of $2.5 million. Implementation of this program is not expected until late fall of calendar year 2024, and as such, the budget conservatively estimates $1.3 million associated revenue. So, you know, I would be comfortable reinstating that line item up to $1.3 million, but I think to go beyond that, I don't think we could meet the standard of that the finance director and mayor have determined that the facts clearly warrant the expectation that such revenue shall be actually realized. I think what we can meet that standard with is as high as $1.3 million and no higher. So I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Happy.
So that's a good point. And given that there's support, at least some, for a return to the original number, I'll happily do that. It's just a question of the mechanism upon which to do it. Would you prefer I withdraw and go again or amend the proposed amendment, Solicitor?
Is there any objection to the councilman changing his amendment at this time? Okay, Councilman Sinapi, go ahead. Hearing none, Councilman Sinapi, me.
So in that case, the change would be to revert it to its original number? I'm not going to bother to try to state it. The solicitor has it right in front of him.
Sure. So the unanimous consent for the councilman to amend his amendment to be the restoration of the $1.3 million that was estimated in revenue for this account. So it's essentially $1 million less of a shift from before. So it would be adding $1.6 million of anticipated revenue to the $300,000 of municipal court fines, which would bring it back to the originally projected $1.6 million with a corresponding offset to the shift to the property tax levy.
Just point of order. I think you said add 1.6. I think what you meant, your final, your grand total was correct. So add 1.3 to the total of the currently remaining 300,000, bringing it to 1.6.
Thank you, Councilman, for the clarification. Yes, the current item is 300,000. The revised amendment is to add back the 1.3 million that was shifted and bring it back to the original proposed 1.6 million.
Okay, Councilman Howe.
Oh,
yeah, we had this, no one objected, so we're good on that. So what is before us at this time is to add 1.3 million into that revenue municipal fund, light item 100-0512, page 62. Councilman Lattice.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be supporting this motion. This simply brings us back full circle to essentially where we were in the beginning. I won't be supporting this for the same reason I didn't support it in the beginning. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on the amendment? Okay, it has been moved in second. So we'll call this the Sinapi Amendment. Favorable action to add $1.3 million to light item 100-0512. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattice?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
No.
4 yes, 5 no. Amendment fails.
Okay, the amendment fails. Councilman Sinapi, you still have the floor. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since that didn't pass, I would like to, from the McAllister amendment, I would like to eliminate the municipal judge, $15,000 for the municipal judge. And I would also like to eliminate the $10,000 per ward for a total of $90,000 from that line item. For clarification, I believe the mayor did indicate that with ARPA money, he could add an additional $10,000. Did I understand that correctly, Mayor? Ms. President, you verify that the mayor agreed?
I don't know what the mayor agreed on what?
Oh, Mr. President, through you, may I ask the mayor if sure. He could reiterate what he said about the ARPA funds? Mr. Mayor, in your...
Let's do the amendment
understood.
Second, then we'll
thank
open
you
it
so
up.
Much.
Yep.
My amendment is to amend the McAllister amendment. Which is eliminate the judge since the $1.3 million was taken out of the budget. So therefore, we don't need a judge. And the $10,000 per ward for a total of $90,000.
Okay. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Howe. I'm Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman.
You Thank you, Mr. Mayor. President. Through the President, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned earlier about that the ARPA money when we brought up to $10,000 per ward. Could you clarify that comment as I didn't understand it?
I would ask that be taken out of the ARPA money this year.
So you would add another $10,000 from the ARPA money to each ward to cover the $90,000?
Under the current program, yes, that we have.
Thank you.
The ARPA funds.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So that would be my call. And then, of course, the other one would be to eliminate from the McAllister Amendment would be the municipal judge position, since we are not including the funding from the cameras, then I don't feel comfortable funding a judge added to the municipal court for the cameras that we are not allowing to include the revenue. Thank you.
Thank you. So just to clarify, so everyone knows what we're voting on right now, it is to cut the municipal court position $15,000, and to cut the the $90,000 for the neighborhood projects. So
the highway.
The highway. Councilman Lattice.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would I be allowed the latitude to ask the clerk a question? Mm-hmm. So, Madam Clerk, over the past couple of years, particularly the past year, have you seen an increase in the activity within the municipal court and an additional workload in the municipal court?
We've had an increase in traffic tickets, but...
Which brings more people into courtroom, right?
We still see about 40% of the people who get that appear in court. Like, not everybody appear; they just don't appear. Some mm-hmm. people just don't appear. So I can't say yes or no to that, really. It's we have an increase in traffic tickets, and it depends on who actually shows up in court, if that makes sense.
So is right? the court calendar larger now than it was a year ago? I'm guessing the answer is yes, based upon what Councilwoman Travis has said. And the point that I'm moving to is, up until recently, maybe the past 2 years, maybe three, maybe a tad longer, we always had two municipal court judges, right? We had Judge Gerstenblatt and Judge, I forget what his other name was.
Judge Gerstenblatt?
Murphy, Judge Murphy.
No, Judge Murphy was on with Judge McElroy under...
No, Judge McElroy replaced Judge Gerstenblatt.
Correct. And it was originally Judge McElroy and Judge Murphy where we had the first two.
Oh, right. We had two. Okay.
Correct. That's when we had two then.
Councilman, then I can answer that. They split the court session. There wasn't more court time. They alternated back and forth.
There's only one person could speak at a time. So do you have any more questions for the clerk?
We had two judges that we're paying $15,000 a year for, or $12,000 a year, whatever it was.
No, that's incorrect.
What was it?
They split that salary. That salary was split between two judges.
Which salary? How much?
$15,000.
$15,000 split between two.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mayor. Okay. Councilman Gephardt. Again, we're just talking about the cut of $15,000 for the municipal court position and $90,000 for the public works, highway, general services line item.
All right, thank you. On the position, on the judge position, I would just say we have unfilled positions in the budget already. So just because we allocate a position doesn't mean it has to be hired, or likely, you know, could run into a situation where we need it if the court gets backlogged and it would already be approved. But I can't see the administration going out and, you know, spinning up a new judge just for the heck of it. So, to me, it's kind of a non-issue. On the ward projects, I mean, I would, in a lot of ways, I would concur with what Councilman Howe said. Like, you don't want to, you know, some wards get millions of dollars of projects done every year, and we don't want to, you know, pigeonhole ourselves into 10,000. I think these are for the sort of around the edges kind of things, to, you know, get a seat replaced on a swing set or whatever that otherwise might take a while or might not rise up to the top of the priority list. I don't think, you know, I had this concern when we even initiated the program, right? Because it created a new, I don't want to say authority, but a new entitlement to council people to be able to kind of self-direct funds, which is not really how it's worked in the past and likely not how it'll work in the future. So, I mean, I could go either way on that specific part. I mean, I think it's nice to be able to direct, but I think we all work pretty well together. And when there's something important that's impacting your constituents, you can get it done by working with the administration. So, I think ultimately, if the cameras do pass, we do go down this road, there could be a need that this would be proactively sort of getting ahead of, and again, does need to be filled. To start with. But I mean, I think the administration has the latitude to, you know, make a move if they need to, when the time comes. So, not the most important to me, but I'll hear what others have to say.
Councilman Ricks.
I can understand my colleague Councilman Howe's position on these two items. And these are not, I think that these are not the types of items where I have the very strongest opinions on these matters, because either way, if the need arises, it's going to be handled. If we need an additional municipal court judge, then yes, it's going to be funded. If we don't, it's not going to be funded. But as I said earlier, I think that it is fair for us to anticipate the potential need for an expenditure, and that that is a little bit different from the potential anticipation, rather the anticipation of a potential source of revenue, where I'm more comfortable anticipating that expenditure and factoring that in as a potential cost rather than factoring in potential revenue. So I am most comfortable with leaving the $15,000 for the municipal court judge position where it is. But I do think that there is merit to having the $90,000 in the operating budget and not simply relying on the ARPA funds. Reason for that is, and I do appreciate the concern that $10,000 per ward does not go very far at all, but I think that Councilman Gebhardt said it well, that these are some intended for some small items around the margin. And I think that we can all appreciate Councilman Howe's concern that we don't want this to be looked at as some sort of a cap or changing how things have been done at the past. In my opinion, a vote for that $10,000 per ward, $90,000 total, would be a matter of additions to, not limitations on, what we have been doing in the past in terms of just general improvements around the city. I would also just like to clarify that, and I should have mentioned this earlier during Council President McAllister's amendment, that I do feel strongly that although the fiscal year budget goes from July to June, this is a sort of item where I think that it really should follow the calendar year as a matter of practice. So that's not something that we're going to amend or change here in the budget. I'm just encouraging my colleagues that if, whether it's through the ARPA funds or the operating budget, it's something where let's not go and spend that $10,000 before the close of the calendar year. Let's treat it as this is $10,000 for starting in 2025 calendar year. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on the Howe amendment, which is, again, to cut the line item for the municipal court by $15,000 and the public works general services line item by $90,000. Okay, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
No.
4 yes, 5 no. Amendment fails.
Thank you. Councilman Howe, you still have the floor. Do you have any other amendments at this time? Okay. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Council President. I did some math, and bear with me a moment. So we had a discussion during the budget presentations with the fire department, and looking at four line items, that is, and this is all on page 28. So first, looking at line items 35-104 and 35-105, that is respectively salaries for Fire 1 and Fire 2, and then similarly looking at line items 35-110 and 35-111, overtime for Fire 1 and Fire 2, respectively. And then also factoring in line item 35-117, sick time, and 35-124, on-job injury. Oh, pardon me, I should just go ahead and propose the amendment, and then I'll discuss. So my proposed amendment would involve cutting $250,000 from line item 35-111, overtime fire 2, and transferring that $250,000 to the school department, which would be line item 89-000.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Lattiser.
Second for discussion.
Go ahead, Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. The logic here is that looking at the grand total of those six different line items, and specifically looking at the 2024 projection for the fire department for fiscal year 2024, the current fiscal year, adding up those six items, I get a grand total of $22,789,232. Now, if you add 4% to that, which is greater than, I believe it's a 3.85% contractual increase. So with that additional 0.15%, I'm factoring in some step increases, while also bearing in mind that although there are going to be step increases for some employees, there are also going to be retirements for some employees. And also bearing in mind that as the fire department had presented, the salary line items rely on, that is the salary line items for the 2025 fiscal year proposed budget, rely on the assumption that there aren't retirements, that all of these positions are fully funded, whereas the overtime budgets in line items 35-110 and 111 assume that there will be retirements. You can't have both. So it seems to me that between those total of six line items, there is necessarily some overestimation going on there. So when you add up the 2024 fiscal year projections for those six line items, and you add 4% to that, you get $23.7 million. In contrast, you add up the four line items for the fiscal year 25 projections, and then factor in that, you bear in mind that those other two line items, the sick time and on-the-job injury line items, those aren't funded for. And as the fire department explained, that's because the other line items are increased to compensate for that. It's built into those four line items. Therefore, between those four line items, the fiscal year 25 projection for those four comes to a total of $24,062,890. So basically, there is an approximate difference between what the request is of the $24,062,000 and the fiscal year 24 projections of $22,789,000 plus 4% to accommodate for those various step increases and 3.85% contractual increase, which would total the $23.7 million. We're looking at a difference of $362,000. So I think that very conservatively, the fire department is over budgeted by $362,000 just based on their own numbers in that manner. And so I think it's reasonable for us to take $250,000. And the reason that I suggest that amount of $250,000 is because the track at Warwick Vets, that weighs in at $500,000. Under President McAllister's earlier amendment, we have $250,000 in a different line item controlled by the city. So if my amendment were to pass, then this would give an additional allocation of $250,000 to the school department. And we would encourage, of course, the school department and the city to work together in good faith to combine each of their $250,000 to cover the replacement of that track at Warwick Vets.